It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. These Denver Nuggets may shine for years to come. The Denver Nuggets just kept plugging away on Monday night, and they defeated a plucky Miami Heat squad 4-1 to win the NBA title and the city of Denver's first ever pro basketball championship. Hundreds of thousands of fans are going to jam into downtown Denver at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on Thursday to celebrate the Nuggets' first NBA title during a parade which concludes with a celebration victory rally at the Civic Center in downtown Denver. Enjoy it, Denver. You've been waiting for this moment for a long, long time. Denver's professional basketball era started in 1967 as one of the founding franchises of the old American Basketball Association, the ABA. 9 years and zero titles later, the Denver Nuggets were then merged into the NBA in 1976. Add another 46 years, and Monday night's game number 5 closeout win over Miami finally ended Denver's lengthy professional basketball title drought. The Nuggets' 94-89 victory at home in game 5 was a really ugly ball game to watch. The inconsistent officiating crew did not help matters. The refs allowed the teams to push and shove each other around like it was a pro wrestling match. At other times in the game, some of the players' Academy Award-worthy flops and fakery drew a number of phony fouls whistled by that same very weak officiating crew. The players were bad Monday, the refs were worse, but Denver's home crowd was just on pins and needles throughout. Denver converted just 5 of 28 three-point shots in the game, 18%, in the Game 5 finale. The Nuggets made just 13 of their 23 free throw attempts, which came without having any Miami Heat players draped around them to take the shots. They just couldn't hit the basket. No! Miami was not much better. Miami clanked 26 three-point misses to go with only 9 successful attempts for just 25.7% on their long-distance shooting. After being out-rebounded 57-44 by Denver, Miami somehow was still hanging on by a thread in the final minutes of Game 5. And then the NBA refs gifted the Miami Heat a late chance to pull within just 1 point with 3 minutes left in the game on a highly questionable call. In case you didn't see it, it was a three-point attempt by Jimmy Butler of Miami. And the forward kicked Denver's Aaron Gordon in the, nuggets, let's say, as Butler released his shot. The referees then surprised the 20,000 fans in attendance and the national TV audience by whistling a foul against Denver. The Denver Nuggets challenged the call, and the TV replays clearly showed that Jimmy Butler was the only one who made contact with another player. Yet, those same stubborn NBA referees steadfastly refused to overturn their obvious blunder. In the end, it didn't matter. Denver was clearly the better team here. The Miami Heat came into the NBA Finals as the Eastern Conference number 8 seed. Miami's disciplined team effort and better-than-average three-point shooting, well, in most of their playoff games, powered the Heat past 3 consecutive favored teams. Milwaukee, the New York Knicks, and the Boston Celtics were all outcoached by Miami's Eric Spoelstra as his team exploited the weaknesses of his opponents. He did a great job in the NBA playoffs. The Denver Nuggets, though, were easily the best team in the NBA's Western Conference. They were the West number 1 playoff seed, and the Nuggets were just better than Miami in every facet of the game during this NBA Finals series. Miami was even fortunate to grab 1 win in this series. Denver finished the playoffs in the NBA with a 16-4 record in winning both high-scoring games and low-scoring games. The Denver dynamic duo of center Nikola Jokic and guard Jamal Murray leading a team effort throughout the playoffs. It was team basketball. The Nuggets' other starters and bench all contributed key points and rebounds and hustle plays in nearly every playoff game. Coach Michael Malone also kept his team focused on their mission every single night. In a nutshell, the Denver Nuggets have all the makings of an NBA dynasty. This team is comprised of a significant amount of under-30 basketball players still in their prime. The bench is filled with talent and role players. The coach has already told the jubilant Denver crowd after the game that he wants this team to repeat in 2024. Oh, why not? The Denver Nuggets will return nearly every key player again next season. This team reminds me of the Tim Duncan era San Antonio Spurs. And during Tim Duncan's 19 years with the NBA Spurs, the team won 5 NBA titles. Like Tim the Big Fundamental Duncan, Denver's Nikola Jokic quietly dominates the other teams by his keen court awareness and relentless and effortless offensive and defensive skills. A former second-round draft pick, Jokic led the NBA Finals in scoring, but incredibly, this two-time league MVP also led both of the teams in rebounding and assists too. Scoring, rebounding, and assist. He became the first player in NBA history to accomplish that trifecta in an NBA Finals series. Guard Jamal Murray returned to the Nuggets in November 2022 after an 18-month recovery from a devastating knee injury which occurred in early 2021. His return sparked Denver's runaway performance in the NBA Western Conference this year. And having the home court advantage with Denver's 5,280-foot mile-high altitude becomes doubly difficult for visitors to deal with. Miami's Game 2 victory in Denver was the Nuggets' only home loss in this year's playoffs. The Nuggets went 10-1 on their home court during the 2023 playoffs en route to their first NBA title. Okay, so the Denver Nuggets are the champions. Let's move ahead and look at next year. Which NBA Western Conference team is most likely to challenge Denver next year? Or can they? Let's start with the number 2 seed Memphis Grizzlies. Don't laugh, this is a very well-coached team, but the Grizzlies' top player can't seem to keep himself out of trouble off the court. Ja Morant and his posse of buddies may torpedo the chances of Memphis next season. He's going to be suspended for some unknown amount of time, and that's going to hurt. I think this team has peaked and is on the way down in the NBA's Western Conference. The Sacramento Kings. The Kings' improvement surprised a lot of people this season. The number 3 seed in the West, behind Denver and Memphis, resembles Denver with its two most skilled players. They have a guard, De'Aaron Fox, and a center, Domantas Sabonis, their two leading scorers, and they both play rather unselfishly. The Kings, though, lack a defensive presence like Denver has. Sacto is the highest scoring team in the NBA at nearly 121 points per game, but the Kings gave up 118 points per night on defense, ranking them 25th out of 30 NBA teams. The Kings need to improve their rebounding, which was 20th in the NBA. They could use a rather selfless rebounding forward. Anybody want to call Draymond Green with Golden State? Now let's talk about the Phoenix Suns. Now, any team which has two solid NBA All-Stars like forward Kevin Durant at 27 points a game and guard Devin Booker at 28 points a game is a potential challenger to the Denver Nuggets. In fact, the number 4 West seed Phoenix currently has a good center in DeAndre Ayton at 18 points a game and 10 rebounds a game, and a veteran but oft-injured point guard in Chris Paul on their roster. That's a lot of stars. See, Phoenix is a classic case where there may be too many mouths to feed on the court. Each of these players likes the basketball to be in their own hands, and there's only one ball. Phoenix has already told guard Chris Paul to pack his bags. His destination is unknown at the time of this story. Center DeAndre Ayton, who just completed the first year of a brand new 4-year contract extension, has been a highly discussed player in possible trades. Dallas and Portland are today's hot rumors in the NBA. If Phoenix wants to beat Denver, they need to acquire more contributing role players in order to compete. And that said, I believe that this is the team which is best equipped to challenge the Nuggets in 2024, assuming anyone can. The Los Angeles Clippers. The number 5 West seed has a hard time keeping their two primary stars, 33-year-old guard Paul George and 31-year-old forward Kawhi Leonard, on the court together due to their recurring injuries. The Clippers really don't even have a center in their rotation to combat an opponent like Denver, which has a very talented big man like Nikola Jokic. This is a team, the Clippers, which I think is stuck in neutral and won't be a threat next season. That takes us to the Golden State Warriors. The NBA champions of just 1 year ago, the Warriors are starting to age rather quickly. Like the Clippers, Golden State struggles whenever an opponent's dominating big man controls the middle. The Warriors still have Stephen Curry. He's 35 years old, can you believe it? And Klay Thompson is 33 years old. Golden State has enjoyed a really good run in the NBA, but don't be surprised if this team starts to shed some players and salaries this offseason. Now that brings us to the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers were barely the number 7 seed in the NBA's Western Conference this year. They finished only 4 games above 500. This is a team which barely scored more points per game than they surrendered on defense. LeBron James is now 38 years old. For now, he remains productive as long as the referees will allow him to continue steamrolling over defenders as he bullies his way to the basket, just like he's always done. Anthony Davis, the center, is an excellent player, but he's prone to fade into the background too easily at times. The Lakers could use a legitimate, mature point guard to get them the ball. Now, Chris Paul, the one we just discussed, if he's healthy and he's willing to come down on his $30 million salary, could be a really good fit at the Lakers. I wouldn't count on it. So in summary, if you look at the rest of the Western Division challengers for Denver this year, they're going to have their work cut out for them to even try to compete with this year's champion next season in 2024. The Denver Nuggets have the look of a potential NBA dynasty, just like Golden State did and the San Antonio Spurs over the last two decades. These Nuggets could be golden. I'm Swamp Swami.